We welcome not just to the show, but right here in the studio from When Particles Collide, Sasha Alcott back in town. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, it's great to see you and so excited that you and Chris are back in town for a show tomorrow night, Bangor Arts Exchange. Tell us a little bit about that performance tomorrow night.
So this is actually the first time in at least 4 years that we have played Electric in our hometown of Bangor, Maine.
Whoa.
And it is the first time ever we're playing in Bangor with our new bass player.
Oh.
So it is a very exciting show for us. We're really looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Now, I also understand, maybe not, well, no, it's more than, it's been more than a decade now, right? Since you and Chris met on the stage at Penobscot Theater Company and magic was created.
Magic was created. That's what we'll call it. Yeah, we met in 2010 doing a production of Hedwig and the Angry Inch at the Penobscot Theater right here in Bangor.
Wow, that's awesome. And these days, you're out doing what you do full time. You left the teaching profession, as I was saying during the break. Good time to do that.
Yes, yes. So we, in the fall, or I guess the summer of 2017, we got rid of all of our possessions. We moved into a van, and for 3 years, we toured the country. Of course, due to COVID in the spring of 2020, we had to stop that. So we do have jobs right now so that we can pay our bills. But being full-time musicians for 3 years was incredible, and I'm so glad that we did it and had that amazing adventure. And who knows? Who knows what the next couple of years will bring? We'll see.
Now, you've also gone the route that a lot of other friends of our show have done, and that's to get the support of your fans through Patreon.
I actually really, really love Patreon, which is a platform where folks can directly support artistic endeavors of folks, and you pledge a monthly amount, and then you get really cool, unique perks. So our patrons, for example, get a new song every month, and they get a video of us making the song and figuring it out, if it's a cover, like how we're going to do our version, how we're going to particleize it. And or we could write a brand new song, and they come along for that whole process. And then I also write an essay about being an artist and life in general. We send postcards. So those are all kinds of great things. And what I love about it is it not only keeps us connected to our fans, but it keeps us productive and on a schedule.
Well, and of course, the music business has changed, the business part of it, especially so much in recent years. But in so many ways now, artists are able to control their own music, their destiny, who gets to hear what they do, and even the production of their music.
Absolutely. And when you connect with fans the way that we have, which is by traveling and meeting them in person and often staying at their homes or eating meals with them, you know, those connections are really strong and have been the best part of being a full-time musician.
We had a guy who comes on our show at least once a year or so, who is a big fan of your work, and he's the music critic of the Boston Herald, Jed Gottlieb.
Oh, you talk to Jed. I love Jed. He's a great guy.
He is. He knows his stuff, but he loves you guys.
Well, we love Jed.
So what will people see tomorrow night? Got a new bass player. What kind of things will you be doing at BAE?
Well, first of all, we've got a young local band called System of a Theory, and they were born out of the Maine Academy of Modern Music camp that happens here in Bangor, and they're going to open for us, so you can expect some young folks having the time of their lives to start things off, and then we will play a set of sort of our most popular songs from all of our releases across the decade that we've been a band. And again, punctuated by our new bass player, Mr. Cam Jones of Portland, Maine, who folks might know from the bands Worried Well, Yes We Kin, and Weekend Friends. And now he's a particle as well. So
it's fantastic. The music scene has changed so much in Maine, too, in the decade that you've been doing what you do. And boy, it's thriving. And not just in the big cities, but in a lot of places you wouldn't expect.
Absolutely. And I have to say, not only in Maine, but also in the country as a whole, some of our favorite shows and places to play are the smaller towns, the hole in the wall, the weird dive bar, or the the brewery, or honestly, people's homes who host concerts. So I would say that's been a great part of traveling, and also a great part about Maine. You know, you never know when you're going to find a place in the middle of New Sweden, Maine, or, you know, it's just great. It's great. I love it.
We're talking with Sasha Alcott from When Particles Collide tomorrow night at Bangor Arts Exchange. Education, a big part of your life. Money is always tight in the world of education these days, but how important is it that we find ways to continue to support arts education?
It's so incredibly important because for any, let's say most people think about education as a pathway to a career. Every career, especially right now, needs creativity and imagination. And if we don't practice the art of creative, you know, creative endeavors and creativity and an appreciation for expression and self-expression, folks are going to get into a job or a career and not know how to think outside the box, how to see connections where other people have not seen connections. You know, that's what artists often do, is they can shed light on things and show connections that maybe you haven't thought of. And that's what's so exciting. And we need to, you know, exercise that muscle. And so I think arts education is essential for every endeavor that folks wind up doing.
Well, and I've been doing drama with high school kids for 20 plus years now, and very few of them ever go on to do it professionally. But so many will come back years later and say, you know, I had to get up and talk to my coworkers, or I had to give a presentation. And every time I do that, I remember some of the things I learned doing high school theater. And whether you do it professionally or not, those skills, that confidence never goes away.
Absolutely. And the community that you build when you are in an artistic endeavor in a group, those kinds of things can actually get a kid through high school, mm-hmm. through some of the toughest right. years for some students. And being in band, being in theater, that's a lifeline for a lot of students. And we right. need to support it. I'm with you.
Now, COVID has been a hammer upside the head to everybody, but especially in the arts world, you were saying you guys were doing a couple hundred shows a year for a while. How has this impacted When Particles Collide?
So basically, in March of 2020, we canceled a couple shows and came home and thought, all right, let's ride this out. We'll stay at Chris's parents' house. And, you know, I'm sure our June shows won't be canceled.
Yeah.
And then pretty much everything was canceled. And so and even now, you know, things are opening back up, but there are a lot of restrictions and there's a lot of uncertainty. And so we are really going to be focused on staying here in Maine, writing songs, recording a new album, trying to reach folks online, as well as, you know, our previous model was to reach people physically in person. So I think we're going to spend some time really thinking about how to reach folks who would appreciate what we do online, and then we'll hit the road again when the time seems right.
All right. Well, you can go to the website, of course, at whenparticlescollide.com. What time is the show at BAE tomorrow?
The doors are at 7:30, and the first band is on at 8.
That's fantastic. And we were saying earlier, again, in this area and a lot of places, the arts community leading the way to doing things smartly and safely. People need to be vaccinated or provide proof of a negative test to come watch the show tomorrow night. As it should be.
As it should be.
That's fantastic. Well, it's so great to see you and so excited to have you back here in town performing live. Check out When Particles Collide tomorrow night at Bangor Arts Exchange. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Great to see you. Say hi to Chris.
You know it.